This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An FBI agent has been found not guilty of lying about firing shots at a militia leader who participated in the armed takeover in Oregon Wildlife Refuge. Yahoo Finance Survey Monkey poll conducted in July found that 11% of the Republicans surveyed said it would be appropriate for Russia to interfere in the midterm elections if it helped their party keep control of Congress. And 29% said it would not be a big deal. Torture of a suspected Al-Qaeda terrorist, including waterboarding, is described in meticulous detail in newly declassified cables that CIA Director Gina Haspel sent to agency headquarters in late 2002 when she headed a secret U.S. detention facility in Thailand. Federal officials have allowed states to impose work requirements on Medicaid beneficiaries in Arkansas, Indiana, New Hampshire, as well as Kentucky. Seven other states, Arizona, Kansas, Maine, Mississippi, Ohio, Utah, and Wisconsin, are seeking federal permission in the form of waivers, and other states are expected to do so. Chris Collins, the first member of Congress to endorse President Trump's 2016 campaign, has indicated he will not stand for election after being charged with insider trading. He initially pledged to fight the charges while continuing his reelection campaign in one of the most Republican-leaning districts in upstate New York. China, the world's most populous nation with more than 1.4 billion people, is aging quickly, with a smaller workforce left to support a growing elderly population that is living longer. Some provinces are already reported difficulties meeting pension payments, all of which has now led the government to encourage women to have more children after reversing its one-child policy, but it's not having much success. NASA's shot in the sun is named the Parker Solar Probe after Dr. Eugene Parker, who theorized that solar wind existed in 1958 at the University of Chicago. This is the first NASA shot to be named after someone. The probe is designed to find out more about explosions from the sun, which, if directed towards Earth, could disrupt communications and transformers for years. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.